Peace, peace. What up, family? It is Carbon Intellect here. I just want to share a audiobook that I've been listening to for a few years now. It's called Thought Plus Feelings Equals Manifestations by Stuart Wilde. All right. And it's also brought to us by You Are Creators.
You have an awareness that comes from the five senses, and you have an awareness that comes from logic, your intellectual knowledge, and the awareness that comes from your experiences in this lifetime. But beyond that awareness is an inner awareness, an extra sensory perception. Let me tell you how it works. Once you've internalized the God force, once you accept that you are a part of an infinite energy that is inside all things, then you're connected to all things. Think of it like this. External reality seems outside of you, but that is an illusion created by a limited point of view. A trans-dimensional being watching the earth plane, watching people's thought forms, and feeling the earth would see the earth as one molecule of matter, thought, and feeling. It would see all of our evolution inside the one molecule. From beyond the earth plane, there would be no internal and external. There'd only be the one energy, all of it internal. So you're connected to all things, seen and unseen, here and not here. Strange, eh? Everything expresses, to a lesser or greater extent, the God force. The machine playing this lesson has some part of God force in it, because there's God force in the molecules. That is not as much God force as in something that's alive, like a worm. And a worm has less God force than a bird, because the bird is more complicated. And you are more God force than an atom. And some humans have a greater amount of God force than you and I have. There are levels. But you are connected. You are the worm. You are the bird. You are the machine. You are the car. You are the air that we breathe. Once you understand that, and once you understand that everything is alive and emits a feeling, then you can understand that you are a feeling as well. You are a thumbprint of energy that is the collective emotion you've developed in this lifetime. You're not so much what you think, you are what you feel. Those philosophies that say, think and grow rich, are not necessarily wrong, but they don't quite go all the way. You have to feel and grow rich. You're a feeling, and everything else is a feeling. So bit by bit, you can begin to place your awareness into things to discover how they feel. How does a seagull feel as it flies? How does this tree feel? How does this situation at work feel? How does this business proposal that the guy in the bar has just offered you feel? Is it crooked? Is it safe? Is it legal? Is it comfortable? How do things feel? In understanding that, you expand. Going on from understanding that you're feeling and understanding that you are the God force within, you have to accept that you can direct that God force. What that means is, whatever you concentrate upon is what will eventually manifest in your life. So if you believe in disease, you will imbalance your emotion and hasten the disease within you. If you constantly say, this job is a pain in the ass, the infinite energy within you takes it literally and you get hemorrhoids. If you say, I believe in lack, then opportunities miss you. Money falls from your wallet. Somebody steals your car. Ernest Holmes said, where your mind goes, energy flows. And old Ernest was right. We know that. Whatever you concentrate upon empowers you. So if you've been concentrating on negative or adverse things, if you've been concentrating on being overwhelmed, if you've been concentrating on difficulties and dysfunctions, you can be sure that they will be in your hall of fame, so to speak. Here's a statue to dysfunction. Here's another statue to frustration. Here's a statue that honors struggle. Let's bow down to the God of struggle and give that 15 minutes of your reality. As you decide to change, you're going to discipline your mind. How you're going to discipline your mind is, you're going to police your dialogue and cut out depreciating statements that destroy your energy and make you sick. If someone asks you how you feel, don't answer, horrible, grim, life's a nightmare. Answer, fantastic. It doesn't matter if your life isn't fantastic. That's only the ego's point of view anyway. The spiritual reality that is your life is fantastic, and it's a very great privilege to be here. Next, you're going to gradually, over time, stop accepting things that destroy life force and affirm negativity. You're going to stop accepting things that destroy your balance and affirm weakness. So at first, your mind will be very strong. You will say, I believe, and the mind says, no, we don't. You will say, I feel good, and the mind says, no, I don't. You say, I think it's going to work, and the mind says, no, it won't. That's the beauty of this battle, of this journey. And you can push against the mind, not wrestling with it so much, just quietly disempowering its negative influence. So when it comes up with a negative thought, you can replace that negative thought saying quietly to yourself, I don't accept that negative energy. I don't accept that fear. I am a love. I am positivity. Everything flows through me. Everything comes to me for my highest good. And so you start to replace inside the mind the energy that has possibly created so much destruction in your life. An important thing to remember as you become more aware is that daily life, the circumstances of life, are actually external symbols of the inner you. So when you're walking down the street and something strange happens, you stop and watch. Let's say a black cat hops across your foot and does a somersault and crosses the road and pees up against the pub wall. Ask yourself, what does this mean? The fact that you are coincidentally there at that particular moment to witness the cat's antics means the symbol is yours. It's the external world talking to you. It is showing you things about yourself. So by internalizing the God force and by understanding that you have to quieten the mind, you begin to see how the universe is trying to take you by the hand and lead you on. The external internal dialogue comes from serenity. It comes from silence. From the ancient legend of Camelot, we know that Arthur took the sword, Excalibur, from the Lady of the Lake. That Excalibur is power. It is silent power. It's not the ego's power, it's a silent power, and it came from the placid lake, meaning that the power comes from the serenity of your emotions. You don't have to be perfect to be serene. Tell yourself that 7 to 10 times daily. I am serene and balanced, whether life is perfect or not. You see, we're trying to get you to stop struggling against yourself. As you accept this gift of serenity, then bit by bit your emotions calm down. As your emotions calm down, the power comes up. It's not an egotistical power that you can wield to maneuver people. It's a silent power. It's a power that you will internalize. It's a power that you will use to heal your body. It is a power that you will use that will show you an evolution, a transcendence that is not normally available to people. But you have to learn to guard the power, to guard your energy and guard against the ego trashing it. It's a paradox of the ego that on one hand, it's babbling away, trying to build itself up, trying to generate gratifying experiences, trying to maintain its importance. And then in the same breath, it generates negativity to trash itself. Only the ego would believe that in moaning and groaning, things might get better. Essentially, it's calling for its mother to help it. I'll cry, I'll moan, I'll demonstrate the injustice of it all. Save me, help me. If I bitch a lot, will you give me something for nothing? Will you commiserate? What you're going to do from here on out is you're going to discipline your mind. When you find yourself buying the negative emotion, getting out of control, you're going to stop and mentally change the program. Remember, don't buy the emotion, buy the solution. Expanding your awareness comes from understanding everything is feeling and asking yourself constantly, how does this feel? It's like a muscle that perhaps you haven't used for years, but as you begin to ask, it will show you. Do this. In a silent moment, ask that infinity within you to show you something in the next 24 hours that you've never seen before. A perception, perhaps. An intuition. A different way of looking at things that you've looked at 100 times before. Then watch carefully, and something unusual will pop up, and you'll see that the external and internal universe is talking to you, that it loves you in its detached way. Naturally, the ego is very resistant to letting go. It not only wants to hold on to its sense of power, but it likes to dominate your life and the lives of others because it feels insecure. So, it may be frightening to let go, but the fear is just a manifestation of the ego. In my view, it's more frightening to stay where you are, isn't it? One has to learn to trust and be able to trust. As spiritual beings, we're flying blind, but that's what makes the whole of this process so fascinating. We have to embrace infinity inside a mortal body. We have to believe in a God we can't see. We have to learn to love in a dimension where there's so much hatred. We have to discover freedom where control is the state religion. We have to feel safe in spite of our concerns. So what we're really talking about here is blind trust. You have to have the courage to embrace the idea, accept the idea, and believe it before you have any real proof that this infinite self is there or that it will work for you. You have to be able to regenerate within yourself that sense of believing in order for the power that's within you, the power of that infinity, the higher self, to come into your life. If you can't let go and trust, if your ego personality is fearful or constantly blocking off the inner power with its intellect, with its resistance, then the awareness, the extrasensory perception that you're naturally entitled to will be stymied and held back. We're used to overriding those little messages, aren't we? It's a part of how the ego plays its game. That infinity within you is like a divine celestial wind, which, if you can quieten the mind, will blow gently in your direction and assist you. People ask me, is it intuition? Yes and no. It's more than intuition. Spontaneous intuition is how it manifests in the early stages, while your mind is cluttered and while it dominates you. Later, it comes through as all-knowing, instant information derived, as said, from a heightened sense of feeling. It grows as you focus and discipline, and as you know and believe that you're infinite. Once you can see the 9-to-5 humdrum TikTok...
Better treat me like one, hey, king. Always follow your dreams, every day and night, king.
As all-knowing, instant information derived, as said, from a heightened sense of feeling. It grows as you focus and discipline, and as you know and believe that you're infinite. Once you can see the 9-to-5 humdrum TikTok world for what it is, the power joins you. It teaches you hour by hour, day by day. It constantly shows you. It will show you the people that you need to be associated with. It will show you the belief patterns that you need to discard and fling off your cart. It will show you when it's time for a career change. It will create a depth of perception for you. However, you have to agree to listen to it. Next, you have to have the courage to be different. That may get you some flack from the people around you, but so what? Anything is better than being stuck. Next, you have to have the courage to accept and weather the pain and the aggro the ego will go through. It isn't gonna like what's going on, and it will protest with very logical, good-sounding arguments trying to turn you around. When that happens, stiffen your resolve and perform some discipline the ego won't like. Throw yourself in the river at 4 a.m. every morning for a week. That should fix the ego pronto. In conclusion to the courage to go beyond, I'd add the courage to be vulnerable. As you change and grow, the ego will feel assailed and threatened. If you have no resistance, you're fine. If you have a lot of resistance, it will hurt. Imagine yourself as a small animal in the forest. It has no defense. It has no power. It is vulnerable. Allow yourself to become vulnerable, and you can come off the macho, dogmatic, insistent psychology that most people suffer from. And you enter into the spiritual beauty of moving and flowing without necessarily knowing which way to go or how you'll get there. Believe, believe, believe.
So, yeah, sorry for the little interruption there. Queen called. But, yeah, I don't know what else to say to add to that. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. but, yeah, I've been listening to that for a few years now, and... It just shows you the nature of the world that we live in. And yes, we are multi-universe beings living on different planes at the same time. And just knowing this information, applying it, because that's what wisdom is. It's knowledge plus application equals wisdom. And knowing this, I was listening to an excerpt from Derek World's interview. It was an interview on somebody's podcast on YouTube, and he was talking about how he met this queen and she slowed him down. And with that slowing him down, he started growing his hair. Healing started taking place. So just to, it makes a personal connection for me, because I am currently in that stage where I'm trying to, like, all right, take a breath. Everything is going to be okay, because everything's always going to be fine. I'm phenomenal. You might have heard me say it while I had the audiobook playing. But just having that slow down, like he said, just not knowing where exactly you're going, but just going with the flow, be able to be like water, like Bruce Lee would say. It's just knowing this information, knowing that you have this power, this ability. And yes, there's levels to it, just like he said. I think everything he said in that audiobook explains it. So, I'm not going to keep you guys too much longer. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. Be phenomenal. I love you. I'm out.